When we in the media report on the economy, there's one statistic we often cite.
Catapulting the nation's unemployment rate.
Another sign of the economy's decline, the unemployment rate has risen again.
Let's look at the unemployment rate going back. And this is the highest, as Aaron said, since May 1992 at that 7.6% there.
Well, there's another more obscure stat which economists look at. It's called the quits rate, as in...
Take this job and shove it.
John Wolford explains it a little differently than Johnny Paycheck.
The quits rate represents the percentage of the labor force that decides to sever their employment relationship with their employer every month.
Wolford is an economist with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's responsible for a survey that tracks many things, among them the quits rate.
We don't collect the reason that people quit, and I'm sure there are many. But you can tend to use the quits rate as a barometer of people's confidence in their ability to change jobs. People are more likely to quit if they think that they can get themselves a better situation. They're less likely to quit if they feel like they're not going to be able to get a better job.
With layoffs and hiring freezes around the country, folks lucky enough to have a job are more willing to stick it out, bite their lip, and say, "Sure thing, boss, I'll get that to you right away." And Wolford's survey data proves the point.
The quits rate at present is as low as it's been in the 8 years that we've been doing the job openings and labor turnover survey.
The quits rate has fallen to 1.5%. So think of it this way. When the economy was humming along back in September of 2005, 2.8 million Americans quit their jobs in a single month. Well, this past December, only 2 million workers said,
"Take this job and shove it."
So this is a problem because a great deal of our economy depends on people changing jobs, moving onward, upward, over. With fewer quitters, the labor market gets less fluid. So here's a question. Is it possible that the solution to our rising unemployment rate would be mass quitting?
I wouldn't want to comment.
Actually, economist John Wolford says it's more complicated than that.
If more people were quitting, then in theory there may be more jobs available for other people, but people wouldn't be quitting unless there were more jobs for them to go after. So it's
a chicken and egg situation, he says. Wolford will update the quits rate on his job openings and labor turnover survey on March 10th.
You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
We're going to spend some time now with people who did shove it and reinvented themselves in uncertain economic times.
There she goes, y'all look beautiful.
We'll start in Dallas, Texas, at The Lodge, a self-proclaimed gentleman's club. Mike Precker is a manager there, but he does have another title.
My business card says writer in residence, which I'm kind of proud of, but I do publicity for the club and handle communications and write advertising and whatever comes up.
3 years ago, your life was pretty different. What were you doing then?
I'd spent 25 years at the Dallas Morning News. I was a foreign correspondent. I was an editor. I was a feature writer. And at lunch every day, we were always talking about what's our plan B, because the clouds were gathering over newspapers, and we were all thinking that we're not going to make it to retirement in the newspaper business.
That's quite a plan B. How did you make the leap to a strip club?
It was a happy accident. I had known the owner here, Dawn Rizzos, for a few – I'd written about her maybe four times in 10 years. Never spent a nickel here, honest to goodness. But I happened to see her at a charity dinner, and I was making a joke and said, it's getting kind of gloomy in newspapers. Can you train me to be a bartender? She said, I'd hire you in a minute. Come on board. And at some point, it seemed more ridiculous to try to hang on at the newspaper and less ridiculous to take this big leap into something, you know, new and strange, and so I did.
You were a serious journalist. A decade ago, as a feature reporter, you wrote this powerful story about a rape victim speaking out about her ordeal. You wrote this about her. Looming over it all was the fierce will of a woman who considers herself a warrior, though hardly in the Xena mold. 5'2", slender, more focused on the power of her mind than her biceps. That's strong writing about an empowered woman. And now you help run a strip club. How do you reconcile that?
Well, we don't like the S word. We prefer gentlemen's club, but I won't quibble with you. You can look at this different ways, and I certainly respect every opinion on the subject. I've, you know, had my own wrestling matches with it. But this is a place where empowered women and single moms and students make a good living by their wits and by their talents. And as a libertarian—
And by their bodies.
Exactly. As you know, one of the things that our boss says to the people who work here, she says, you're like athletes. You have X amount of years where your body will make you a living. You need to maximize it, and you need to go to school and be ready for the day when you can't run the ball down the field anymore.
Was there a moment in this transition where you thought, wow, I'm in a completely different universe?
From the first moment, absolutely. I mean, I miss newspapers. I miss the newsroom. I have a great nostalgia for, you know, sort of the good old days of a decade ago. Things are changing very fast, and I really root for the media. But it's honestly a relief in the meantime that I'm not dependent on it turning out right and then making the right decisions.
Mike Precker, you've been through a radical career transition. I think anyone would accept that, whatever they may think about the choice you've made. We've learned this week that almost 5 million Americans are on the unemployment rolls. Do you have any advice for people thinking about starting over in new careers?
You better be flexible. Work hard and be lucky, and don't turn your back on anything that comes your way.
Mike Precker used to report for the Dallas Morning News. Now he's a manager at The Lodge in Dallas, Texas. Thanks very much, Mike Precker.
Thank you.
Now to Oregon. Daniela Crowder took a pretty dramatic career detour of her own. She used to spend most of her time doing what, Daniela?
I was a social worker for Developmental Disability Services.
Well, Daniela Crowder no longer has that job. In fact, she's gone on to something completely different. What do you do now, Daniela?
I own a bike shop, Bike Newport in Newport, Oregon.
And why'd you make the change?
Well, I kind of saw the writing on the wall. The county job I'd had for 13 years was going to be going private, and they were going to be downsizing. And my husband and I took a great leap of faith, sold everything we owned, and bought an existing bike shop on the Oregon coast, and are in a whole different ballgame.
So you went from the role of being a social worker to being a saleswoman.
Yes.
Has that been a big adjustment?
It has. I enjoy it greatly, though. Before, I was responsible for over 100 people with developmental disabilities. It was not a 40-hour week job. It was all the time calls. I loved helping those people and changing their lives. But I thought, my gosh, if I put even half as much energy into my own business, I can't even imagine how great it could be.
Does it have the same meaning for you as it did when you were solving people's problems?
It does in a different way. I also had a child during that time, and so my focus really shifted quite a bit. You know, for the 13 years I was at the job, I did not have children, and I always felt I was giving back to the world. And now I do that, but just in a different way.
Daniela Crowder owns Newport Bikes in Newport, Oregon on the coast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.